Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Meet Me at the Library. This is the show where we discuss programs and resources at your local branch and also from home. We are continuing back with you for another episode of our Back to School series. It's that time of year again when students go back to school. Your local public library has lots of programs and resources to help young people make the adjustment from summer mode to school mode. We're going to find out from teen experts some specifics on how the library can help teens and preteens prepare or start preparing for careers, college, and their current academics. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about programs available through the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library System that can help middle and high school students. Today with us, we have Haley. She is the teen librarian at the University City Regional Library at 301 East W.T. Harris Boulevard, which is where we're recording from today. Say hi, Haley.
Hello.
We also have Tracy, the teen librarian from Bates Ford Road Regional Library, and Kara Hunter from the South County Regional Library. Say hi, Tracy and Kara.
Hi.
Check out www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. Haley, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I've been a teen librarian for about a year, but I've been working in teen services for a few years now at University City. We have a lot of fun here. We do a annual Harry Potter Fest in July, and we also do a lot of different types of programs like anime club and video games. So we'd love to have you stop by and see us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We also have Tracy, the teen librarian from Bates Ford Road Regional. Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the teen librarian at Bates Ford Road Library. I've been there for about the last 2.5 years. I enjoy doing art programs, book club programs. We have a great preteen book club program. We also have a lot of success with our video game and anime programs also. And I just love working at the library.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. And also Kara from the South County Regional Library.
Hi, I've been a teen librarian for the last 5 years. I've jumped around from location to location and been in South County for 2 years now. Two of my favorite programs there are the teen writing group and book club, which are the same kids, and they just love to be there and somehow keep coming to talk to me too, so that's great. And it's interesting because I was a teen when I decided I wanted to be a librarian.
Really?
I was 17 and wanted to work in teen services, so
awesome.
I was 38 when I decided I wanted to be a librarian.
Not quite that old. I was 26. Legit went from undergrad straight to grad.
Well, I should say I started library school when I was 38. Yeah. I was actually in the library before that.
Awesome. Whether or not you attend public school, charter school, homeschool, or in private school, we have resources that can help you. Haley is going to talk to us today a little bit about some career and work-related resources at the library. Haley, how can students get some real-world experience in a work environment at the library?
Well, there are several different ways, but my favorite way for teens to get some real-world experience working at the library is through our volunteer program. This program is for high school students that are 13 to 17 years old, and you can be 18 as long as you're still enrolled in high school. You will gain important workforce skills by giving back to the library, doing several different things. There's several different opportunities in the library to do. Our teens commit to 20 hours a semester, and we have application opens 3 times a year. We have a fall application period open the whole month of August, and we have a spring application period open all through the month of January, and then summer application is open all through the month of April. And the volunteering period is September through December. For spring, the volunteering period is February through May, and the summer volunteering is open from June through August. And each of these application periods vary just slightly by library, but the application period is always open throughout the month unless the library gets full and has to close the application period early.
So Haley, is there a reason you do periods of time instead of just the whole year?
There is, because we think the interviewing process is an important part of learning workforce development skills. You are not just learning how to be a volunteer at the library, you're also learning and getting feedback on your interview as well.
Okay.
I heard that some of the teens get to help out with the programs.
Yes, we do. We have several different programs that teen volunteers can help us with. It varies by library, but we have teens that help with our Reading Buddies program, which is a program where teens will read to younger children and help them learn their reading skills. We also have homework help and tutoring that teens can help with. Teens who are proficient in a subject will help younger students do better at their homework. And then we also have Satellite Studio, which is a separate interviewing process. And we also have our volunteers helping with different types of digital programs that vary by library. Along with that, we have Satellite Studio, and we also have digital tutoring skills, like technology tutoring. That's usually helping like an adult patron or an older patron learning different types of computer skills.
Great. Tell us a little bit more about the homework help and the tutoring.
The homework help, like I said before, it varies by library. So when you interview with the library, they'll kind of give you some of the options of different volunteering aspects that they have for their branch and what they need. So how it works at our branch, at least, is we have teens that are interviewed and we ask them, like, what skills do you think you would be able to help tutor with a younger child? And if they feel like they're proficient in like math and science or English, just whatever they feel like most comfortable with. Usually we have it set up to be like a first come, first serve program for younger kids to work with a teen.
Excellent. What about the younger students who need service hours for school and just want to help out?
Great question. We do get a lot of younger preteens that need service hours. And since our volunteering program isn't open until you're 13 years old, 11 and 12 year olds can get service hours by doing our community service project programs. And those are easy to find on our website. You would just go to our calendar button and then just type in community service, and it'll pull up all the community service programs in the library. And then these programs are usually for 1 to 2 hours, depending on the branch. And you'll be helping with a project that's either related to a outside organization or a project that helps within the library. Like I said, it varies by branch. But that's a great way to get community service hours without doing a full commitment to the volunteering program.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Can you give us maybe one or two specific examples?
We've done several things for our library for community service. We've had preteens help us make displays for the library, help us put back books. We've also worked with outside organizations like the Odd Sock or Promising Pages. Recently, we had a group of teens make bookmarks that were delivered to Promising Pages that were going to be put in some of the donated books that they have. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great program, especially if you just need a few hours.
Great.
Hallie, can you tell us, do you ever have any of the teens come back and tell you about their experiences with Reading Buddies or homework help or tutoring?
Absolutely. I think that our teens get a lot out of those programs because especially when they work with younger kids and they themselves can become a mentor, that helps them develop those leadership skills that they will use to make themselves better, make themselves stand out more as a candidate for jobs. So just being more comfortable stepping outside of your comfort zone and working with more people, different people in the library, really helps you grow and really helps you develop those workforce skills.
How about y'all? Tracy or Kara, do you have any stories about your teen volunteers?
I've had a couple volunteers who just every year they're just like, I don't want to do other things. I really want to do tutoring. I just want to come back. I want to do tutoring. I love working with the kids.
Right.
We've had a lot of positive feedback from parents, and they're always saying they love their tutor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We always ask them each year, you know, has your student improved? And we typically get really good results. So math and reading.
That's great. Now, this is Jeff. I'm the teen librarian at North County, which is closed currently. But I had one of my volunteers come up, and she was really excited because when she was coming into the library in the parking lot, one of the little kids in the parking lot said, "Oh, look, there's Madison. She's my reading buddy. Oh, I love her." So that was, you know, it was a nice story.
I have to say that I love it when teens volunteer to be reading buddies. We had a long-term teen volunteer as a reading buddy at Beatty's Ford Road, and she did such a great job and enjoyed it. She was with us for a little over a year and loved it so much that she now wants to come back and work for the library.
Wow.
So I consider that a success story because, you know, a lot of teens don't see the library as a place where they can actually work and find a career. And so her...
Right. I never did when I was that young.
Mm-hmm. So her volunteer experience sort of came full circle, and now she's applying for jobs at the library.
Great. Career development.
Haley, can you tell us again where to find these awesome opportunities?
Yes, of course. To learn more about our volunteering and internship programs, just go to cmlibrary.org/teens, T-E-E-N-S, and that'll give you way more information about the volunteer and internship opportunities, as well as more information as teen services in general.
Great. Thank you so much. Now, Tracy, you're going to tell us a little bit about college and career-related opportunities at the library. What does the library have to offer for students looking to find out more about college and careers?
Sure. Well, as you know, this is the time of year that students and parents are thinking a lot about college and college applications, and many people are just really overwhelmed with that process in general. Maybe even some students are thinking about their future career options and not necessarily college. Well, I'm happy to say that the library is here to help with that.
Great.
We do have a series of programs called College 101 that these programs are held throughout all library branches in the fall and the spring. And they're designed to help students and parents with everything from college applications, personal branding, resume, essay writing, applying for financial aid, how to survive that first year of college once you're accepted. That's a biggie. Hmm. And we even offer free ACT and SAT practice tests through the Princeton Review. And these tests are proctored just like the real test. The student comes in, you know, it's a 4-hour test, and they get that real test experience. And then afterwards, Princeton Review emails them their scores with a full analysis and suggestions for improvement. So we, you know, we really appreciate that partnership with Princeton Review. And all of these College 101 programs are presented by professional experts that work in our community that are experts in this career and college field. And the great thing is that all of these programs are free.
Great. Now let's say I'm a teen and maybe college I decide isn't the right fit for me. I either want to start out in the workforce or maybe go into a trade school. What are my opportunities?
Well, we actually, if you're not able to attend a College 101 program or that's not appropriate for you, students can actually drop into any branch of the library system and talk with a teen services staff member if they need any further help with career advice or college. We are going to be starting some new programs this fall, College and Career Connections, My Next Step. And the purpose of that program is to assist the teen with whatever they need to do next, whether that's looking for a job, is it applying for college, is it applying for financial aid, whatever that next step is for that teen.
Okay.
And so the purpose of it is just to connect them to the resources that they need. And the library has a lot of great online resources, and of course the College 101 programs as well.
So Tracy, can you give us more specific examples of the College 101 programs?
Absolutely. So we do have some new programs coming this fall. We have a personal branding program where you learn how to write about yourself in a way that really puts yourself out there positively. We have resume and essay writing programs. We have a college application boot camp program coming up. We will also be holding some FAFSA completion workshops at 2 or 3 of our locations in the fall and also in the spring. We also have a great program called Blueprint, and that program is presented by a college panel from UNC Charlotte, and they will sort of talk about, real talk about what that first year of college is like and things you can do to be most successful in that first year, to get off on the right track.
Okay. So at boot camp, any camouflage involved, or ma'am, yes ma'am, or sir, yes sir?
Absolutely, yes. No. No, it's a new program. We're very excited about it, and we hope that people will come and check it out. And then We're also looking in the spring at having some programs for parents who are just not sure what to do, how to get this thing started, because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to applying for college.
Right.
And so we're going to have a presenter doing programs specifically for parents to come. And all of our College 101 programs, parents and teens are invited to come together.
Great.
Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about where people can find these programs on our website?
Sure. One of the best places, or the easiest places, is to go to cmlibrary.org/teens, T-E-E-N-S. You're going to scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll see a box that says College 101, and you just click on that. And all of our College 101 programs and Career Connections programs are going to be listed there for you.
Tracy, what if I was looking for programs specific to my branch? Where would I find those?
Sure. You could go to our calendar online. So if you go to cmlibrary.org, click on our calendar box, and then over to the right, there are a couple options. You can, under branches, you can click that, insert the name of the branch that you want to narrow your search down to, and then in your search box, just type college or career. You can even put in a teens tag, and then it's going to bring up all of the teen college or career programs that are located at that branch.
Do any of you guys have maybe any examples of teens or maybe parents coming back talking about how amazing these College 101 programs are?
I actually, since I work at University City, I have a coworker, and she used to take part in the teen volunteer program. She went to UNC Charlotte, and she came back and now works at the library, and she has put together a whole series of workshops for learning how to survive your first year of college and how to know what college is really like from someone who just graduated college. So it's a really cool opportunity for someone who has been to one of our programs that could come back and actually share more about their personal experience through this way.
Who is this mystery employee?
Her name is Diaja. She's awesome. So she's going to be doing some programs in the spring.
Okay.
Tracy and Haley, thank you so much for those stories. Is there anything else that you guys, any of you guys would like to add that could help students with school?
So we have many CHESS programs throughout the system at various locations. We also have kitchen chemistry or measured up teen cooking challenges that, you know, just give you kind of a fun introduction to like chemistry and, of course, real life cooking. We have escape rooms, so that helps you with teamwork and logic building. There's also a social issues teen summit program at Independence in September, which is a roundtable discussion about social issues, so cyberbullying, dating violence, LGBTQ issues. And then we have opportunities to learn about learning circles. So that's where a group of interested people come together and learn about a topic. So you, if you want to have like an SAT or ACT study group, you can do that through a learning circle on your own, sponsored by the library. And then, of course, this gets into our next series, which is the STEAM or STEM programs.
Great.
Some locations also offer homeschooling programs, so particularly for the homeschool crowd for teens. So locations such as Matthews and South County and Bakersfield Road all have, and there are more, they actually have a brochure that's coming out. We're working on that for the fall. So each semester we usually put that out so you can find those local programs in one handy brochure.
Cool.
All right, before we finish up today, does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
Hey, yeah, I would like to add, if you want to find any more information about all the programs that we talked about today, all you have to do is go to our website, which is cmlibrary.org, and then there's a blue button that says calendar. You just click on it, and then on the side, there's a button where you can click and narrow it to teens or preteens, and then it'll give you a list of every single teen or preteen program we have going on right now. And if you want to limit just your branch, there's another button where you can just select your branch. Or if you want to search it just by the title, like our College 101 programs or community service, just go ahead and type in College 101, community service, or any other programs you heard today.
Thank you, Haley. Great. Thanks so much, guys. I really want to thank Haley, Tracy, and Kara for joining us today. Thank you again for joining us at Meet Me at the Library. I've been Eric, and with me as well, our always steadfast audio editor, Jeff. Check us out for more episodes for our Back to the School series. We'll be talking about learning circles and continuing education for adults. Visit our other programs at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. And please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check the library calendar and resource pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary. Thanks. Have a great day.